All right, thanks a lot, Beetle. Joined now by Patriots head coach Bill Belichick here in Cincinnati. And, Coach, tough couple of weeks for your team. How was practice this week as you brushed up on some of the things that you may have not done well in the Kansas City game?
Oh, good, good. I thought the players worked really hard this week, and I think we made some improvement on the practice field. Hopefully we'll be able to carry it out on the field today.
Seems like Isaiah Wynn's going to be able to go in this game with the eye injury. I know Edelman's on the trip.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, they should both be good to go today.
Is this a tough time of year? You know, you're getting late into the year as far as you want to get all the work in, but you also got to take care of the physical part of the game. It's a tough balance for you guys.
Sure, yeah, no doubt. We played a lot of football. These guys have worked hard. We practiced hard, had a lot of meetings, and had a lot of games all the way back to preseason. So, yeah, you've got to try to pace it and you know, get the most out of you can out of the work, but at the same time, leave something for Sunday.
I know you've gone against Zach Taylor before. 2015, I think he was with the Dolphins, called the plays for them then. Do you see a lot of stuff that the Rams did, McVay-type schemes that he runs on offense?
You know, there's some of those. They've kind of changed here around midseason after the bye week offensively, and they changed their emphasis away from some of the those mid-zone plays and the heavy stretch play action that the Rams are noted for. They still do some of it, but they say they've developed their offense in some other areas and kind of gone away from that a little bit.
Obviously not the type of record they want to have, but still got some good players like Eifert, Dalton played against him. We've been out here in Cincinnati, weather could turn, you know how that game can go. But they do have some talent, especially guys like Mixon in the backfield. Fair to say, some home run hitters.
Yeah, well, Mixon and Giovanni Bernard are, you know, two of the better backs that we'll see. That's a good 1-2 combination there. Eifert's, you know, good tight end. The receivers are a skilled group. Ross, very fast. And, you know, Erickson's a good slot receiver. And yeah. Boyd's, you know, an excellent receiver. He's their best receiver. And he's a guy that can play anywhere. And they look for him on a lot of critical situations. So they, you know, got Corey Glenn back at left tackle. So they're a very good offensive unit that can move the ball and score points.
Good defensive unit, especially up front. Starts with Geno Atkins and Dunlop off the edge, right?
Those are the two big ones, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, they have a lot of other good players, but those two guys are hard to handle. You know, we're going to have to do a good job on them. But, you know, with Atkins inside and Dunlap outside, they have a good attack there. You can't run away from one guy without running into the other guy. So we'll have to do a good job on them.
What have you been able to see with them? Are these one of those type of teams that get pressure without bringing that second level?
Well, they bring pressure about half the time. So they like to bring linebackers, and in certain situations they'll bring secondary players as well, so I'm sure we'll see plenty of pressure today.
Special teams, heard you talk about earlier in the week. Pretty good special teams unit you guys are going to face here.
They lead the league. They're number one on special teams, so you know they do a good job in all areas. They're a good rush team, good protection team, good coverage team, and they're a good return team. So they have good specialists, and they're very fundamentally sound. Darren Simmons, their special teams coach, does a real good job. They've got a group of young players and, you know, I'd say overall some bigger players on their special team unit, so we're going to have to deal with their size and their physicality in that unit, and maybe more so than some of the other team units we've seen there during the year.
Last thing for you, and I think a lot of people like to hear your historical perspective on the league. You touched on the Brown family and what they've meant to the NFL. You know, your dad looked up to Paul. You've looked up to Paul Brown and what they've been able to do. Mike's there. Just real quick, capper on that one for them.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think Paul Brown's really kind of the father of the National Football League, certainly for coaches. And, you know, he had a big impact on the league, the reintegration of the National Football League, and so many things that he did in the 50s when he came from the All-American Conference to the National Football League and was very successful in the NFL against other established franchises. He dominated them right from the beginning. So, you know, had a lot of success. Then went to Cincinnati and built that program into a playoff team very quickly. So I think they've had a big impact on pro football and, you know, Massillon, Ohio State, you know, at all levels, high school, college, and professionally. You know, Paul Brown was an achiever and an outstanding coach all the way across.
All right, Coach, good luck today against Cincinnati. First 1 o'clock game since that Jets game, and that's a while back. All right, go get them today.
All right, thank you. Thanks, Scott.
All right, start back up the Beetle at Out the Moon.